You choose what you make space for. It's interesting because it's like, okay, we are not going to make any space for that behavior, that thing, that idea, that tendency, and yet you can allow that thing to slip through the cracks. That does happen. I've talked about Bloons Tower Defense and Tower Defense games, more or less, where you can have this thing defended and built up, and then you just kind of let this one thing go by. And so you have control of what you let pass through in your life. And the thing about it, though, is that there is a hidden cost of letting something through that you said wasn't going to be let through. And that is, I think it could be a couple of different things, but a part of it is just how you see yourself and how you see what you're becoming. Because I feel like I have a pretty massively good understanding of where I'd like to go and where I'm going right now. And yet I need to continue to be disciplined about what I choose to let through, because like you choose your choice, but you can't choose the consequences. I was up really late last night making this short, and I had a fun time with it. However, I ended up sleeping through a good portion of the day. And so it just makes me think about how if you continue to do that, like, you are going to pay for it. There's this story, and I wish I could find it. If I find it, oh my goodness, what a story. It was about these guys who were tasked with counting up money at this place, basically. And it was weighed by pounds, not by total amount of money. And I heard this story in one of my marketing classes, like first at BYUI, and it was about like integrity, trust, etc. And so these guys, they found out like, hey, like if we take a couple quarters out of the money that we're counting up, it actually doesn't make a big difference in the weight. And so they're like, okay, let's do that. So all of a sudden, there's these guys that figure that out, and they start taking a couple quarters out of the money, and nothing happens, and they get a couple extra quarters that they didn't earn, and they're like, yeah, this is great, this is awesome. And then they made the mistake of doing that when one of the other managers was watching, and one of the other managers was like, huh, how long have you been doing this? Like, oh yeah, we've been doing this for a couple months, and you know, we made some money doing this. Like, well, how about we join you? And if you tell that you are doing this, then we're going to do this. And it became this big blackmail scandal thing. And all of a sudden, they're stealing as much money as they can from the money that they have to work. Like, it's not their money. Like, they're protecting the money. But they're taking as much money as they can. And then all of a sudden, I wish I could find the story. I need to find out where the story is. This is an amazing story. It's a terrible, sad story, but it's a real story. It's like, over time, they ended up swindling like a couple million dollars out of this company. And then, of course, they do the math and they're like, yeah, so like, this is not adding up. I'm like, oh yeah, so we need to figure this out. And you put two and two together, who is in charge of the money, who is the last person to see the money, and they're busted. And it started with just sneaking a couple quarters because you're like, oh yeah, that's not going to make a big difference. Believe me or not, it does make a difference. And so it makes me think about my desired lifestyle, what I would like to do, even if I feel like I'm in a great place and I feel that things are getting better and that things are coming together. It's like, no, you cannot afford to let these things slip through. Like, because eventually that is going to affect how people interact with you. It's like, oh yeah, if anybody knows they can call down at any hour of the night, like that's going to happen. And if I give money to any person that asks, like that's going to get very problematic very quickly, because that's not something I want to do. And I've had that happen before, where I'm like working on some homework and all of a sudden this person I talked to once, who I gave a ride once, it's all of a sudden like, hey man, like, can you spare a couple bucks? And it's always a little bit like, hey, like, can we talk? And I'm like, sure. And they're like, yeah, man, I really just need $20. It's all I need, man. It's $20, man. It's like, I don't have a job. Like, I don't, like, and all of a sudden it's just in your brain. But I think that this is very similar to like how I was feeling last night, where like, I'm tired, I need sleep. And yet I had this idea. It's like, hey, let's make this short and let's try to figure how I can make this short and it's gonna be cool. And I had a good time. Do I regret it? No, of course not. However, the interesting thing is that after making that short, I thought I was done. No, like I had to pay for it the next day. Yes, I went on a walk with my family. Yes, I've had a good time today. Overall, I have. It's been good. However, I didn't do the editing on the interview I wanted to do. And we pushed the envelope back again. It's like, well, what are we doing? Are we going to do it? Are we going to upload an interview or not? What's going to happen? What are we doing? And so it's like, if you want to live your life at a certain elite level, which is exactly what I want to do, then there has to be this acceptance, this higher level, this higher self that you are listening to. I started reading this book called Hero on a Mission by Donald Miller. Maybe it's a little bit of a hypocrite kind of thing. So it's like, I got this book and yeah, but it's like, no, I'm learning. So it's okay. It's okay. Cause I'm going to keep learning from this and we keep changing. But something that I got out of the preview of the book, or even just like what I read a little bit of, it's like, if you want to live at a certain level in your life, you have to be listening. You have to have some kind of, you have to have some standards. You have to have these things that are helping you stay in line on the path. Technology can be so much fun. Like, I had so much fun playing around with ChatGPT last night, having to make these poems and updating all these things. But it's like, if I'm not careful, that can be like something that when I'm going to bed or something, it's like, hey, yeah, we're just going to take a couple quarters away. We're going to just take a little 5-minute thing away and it's not going to make a big difference. So, you know, all of a sudden we're taking away more than 5 minutes, taking away 2 hours, and now I'm not sleeping. We're like, yeah, man, my boy Dallin, he needs sleep. So it's like, we cannot have both of these realities. I get to choose which one I want. And of course, this choice is obvious. I want to have the full amount of sleep. I want to have the full clarity. I want to have none of the, like, the hypocritical behavior or whatever. Like, hey, like, I'm going to be doing this. And then somehow, some way, just like, oh, actually, this is what happened. But I have compassion on myself in these moments. And I'm reminded, I've rejoiced. And I'm like, yes, this is beautiful. Because I get to choose what I'm making space for. And I celebrate the learning journey. I always make space for the learning journey. Always. See, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. It's like, no, I'm not going to let myself dig a deeper hole here. It's like, we need to more or less call myself out on it and be like, Dallin, you have such immense potential. And if this is whoever I'm talking to who feels they've fallen in some way, it's like, you have such immense potential. You need to be very careful what you are letting walk through that door. And what are you letting pass through that gate, more or less, you know? Yeah, so that's kind of that. We just kind of went off. And it's like, this, it's okay. Because like, if I hadn't done all that sleeping or whatever, it's like, maybe, you know, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But it's like, I think there's a beauty. I think it's important to remember that Well, just that story too, it's just like, man. So you have so much potential and you can have so much money in the bank, so to speak, or so much energy or so much whatever. But it's like, if you're giving it away and you're just acting like it's not worth anything, like all of a sudden you're going to have much less to work with. And that's crazy. So yeah, man, learning from this episode, I wouldn't call myself a hypocrite at all. Like that's a very strong word. I think a hypocrite doesn't want to improve. I am always seeking for improvement, always seeking to learn from my mistake and such. And sometimes that's to the point where I struggle to celebrate the here and now and what has been done, but I am getting better and all the good that's been done anyway. So yeah, that's that, you know? This goes along with anything. I mean, it's like if your child has a friend and that friend's coming over all the time, I mean, it's like, that's a beautiful thing, but it's like, we need to make sure that it's okay, you know, that with some of this behavior of a certain kind, it's like, it doesn't get excessive, you know, because it can get to the point where really like pulling away from where we were thinking we were going to be. And it happens in these tiny little ways. So that's my thought. You choose what you make space for. And I was thinking about it before I even started talking. I was like, this is kind of like the episode about being careful what's on your shelf of life. Your shelf of life is not infinite, you know? At any given time, your brain is like kind of focused on a couple of different things and has all these different thoughts, sure. But it's like you have to be very careful what is on that shelf. And I think a part of what's on that shelf is the action that you just made. And so it's good to have those high standards. You can have those higher actions. You can have that consistency and that movement and that change. Like me getting some shorts out and getting some interviews out, and like, you know, I got this email from this person like, dude, thanks for getting my interview out. I was like, yes, awesome. You know, and then have this some like kind of a more or less a fall like this, where it's like we're kind of in between one world or the other. Which one are we going to live in? And this is where I kind of make my stance. Like, I know which one I'm going to live in and which one I'm going to create. And I have compassion on anything I've made space for that was not helpful. And I just learned from the journey, and that's it. And we're doing 2 episodes a week, and it's okay. Like, there's no stress, there's no worry. It's like, it's just so easy to do that, though. It's be like, this is my deadline. I think deadlines could be extremely useful. But even still, like, we're going to not lash out at the inner child when that deadline is not reached. Like, we're gonna, you know, learn from it. Like, well, okay, we had this time. How did we do? Was there something that got in the way? You know, what was the thing? And then we can break it down and be like, okay, yeah. Lately, Dallin has been making shorts at night for his YouTube channel. That's beautiful. However, probably isn't good if he has all these thoughts going through his head at like 2 a.m. And so that's why today I spent a decent amount of time writing out this beautiful thing that I'm going to like try to listen to it before I go to bed. I think I've ever talked about doing this before, but I'm going to listen to it and just listen to it over and over and over again. And just going to try to have that kind of let my brain chill out at night. And I'm excited for that. So that's something I'm going to try. So yeah, you choose what you make space for, and be careful and learn from the journey and try to make space for those really beautiful, wonderful things. Because those beautiful, wonderful things often bring wonderful, beautiful things with them, and that those help you to elevate and get stronger. Whereas sometimes if you let in something that kind of just teaches you a lesson or something, like there might be some work you're going to have to do or something like that, or even just a behavior from yourself that you don't particularly love, like it's a chance to show compassion for yourself. That's the beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But yeah, you gotta draw the line. You gotta be compassionate with yourself. You got to have a certain level of care and just wanting the best for yourself and learning from all the highs and lows. So that's that. That's that. And that's okay. I'm going to learn from this. Gonna take this fuel, take this fire. It's gonna be all right. I'm going to use this. This will be beautiful. I'm completely okay with this. And I am learning from this. And it'll be all right. So thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me just kind of go off on this tangent and such. My mom is a wonderful person. I'm just on this walk. She just asked where my shoes were. It's a good question. We are ending this recording right now. When this kind of thing happens for me, I don't really care about something small like shoes. I want to get to the heart, the root really quickly. And I feel like that's what we did. So beautiful stuff. One day at a time, loving the journey, just use all this insight, use all these thoughts I had from this and turn it into something better and learn and, yeah, apply the lesson, apply the story that I shared. I got to find where I found that. Oh, such a good story. That's all I got. Thank you so much. Continue to learn from your journey. Be excellent to yourself. And, yeah, it's going to get a lot better one day at a time. Don't forget to yield to the good. It'll be better tomorrow.